Look, it's been a tough week, but to come home to your home county and to see a welcome like this, I'm absolutely delighted.
Now, when I interviewed you during the week, I asked you what was your iRace like, and it just snowballed from there. Did you ever expect it to hit the headlines the way it did?
I always had a concern because I have a weakness in terms of confidence. I don't have the confidence. I need a bit of space, a bit of time to get my head around that. And, you know, when I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to be in Glencolmkillen Monday morning. Already I have supports in place in my own parish of Nadunu where people are lined up to help out.
Now, I spoke to people from Conroy na Gaeilge. They're saying that they've nothing against you. They're just saying the Taoiseach's made the wrong decision here. They've called for a swap between yourself and Éan Ó Riordan. What do you have to say to that?
Well, look, I accept people's concerns, and Conor and the Gaeilge have their hearts completely in the right places. They're, you know, advocates for the Irish language. They want to see the Irish language surviving. I totally accept their concerns. What I want to say is this: as a result of what's happened here, it's actually started and ignited a national debate. It's a Dishbarach Nashanta. This is a national debate, and what we need to do now is to figure out a way how we can help people, how we can help people to immerse themselves in the Irish language.
And what about the critics? Can you get them on side?
Look, this is a massive political debate, and when you have a political debate, a political debate's divisive. There's people on one side, there's people on the other, there's people in the middle. I'm not going to, you know, allow myself to be brought into the one side or the other. What I'm going to try and do is try to open up the debate, open up the national debate, the Dishbarach Nashanta, and I want people to come with me. Come with me on my journey. Monday morning I go on to Glencolmkillen. I'm going to be using the media, and you're a good fan of Twitter yourself, Barry, and I'm going to be using Twitter to get the message out there that this is what I'm trying to do, and I'm going to have my own challenges, my own vibe in it. I'm going to have difficulties along the way, but I want people to come with me, and that can be done electronically, and I'm going to keep people informed. I'm going to let them know how I'm getting on, and I want them to join me, and I want them to join me in this journey, because I know there's loads of people listening to Highland Radio today. They know in their own hearts they might have got a B or a C or a D in Irish. They got it in school, they like the language, they love the language, they don't speak the language, and I want to try to be an advocate for people to get out there, immerse themselves. And they're going to a stag party this weekend, they're going to a football match, they're going on a bus, they're going to be in groups. Why not throw a couple of focal into the mix and start talking Irish and try and get the conversation going, keep the Dishbarach going and keep the conversation going.
But in saying that, you don't think there's some people in the Gaeltacht areas, native speakers, they might almost find that cringy?
Look, I know the native speakers I know in the Gaeltacht, they have a love for the language, and I'm trying to help. And if they can help me along the way, I would appreciate that help. And I'm certainly, you know, not trying to interfere with the job they're trying to do and have done, which is an excellent job, but I'm trying to do things differently. And as an ARA stat for the Gaeltacht that's not fluent in the Irish language, this might be a different perspective to try to do something different in order for the survival of the Irish language. And what encouraged me this evening was a group of people met me at Lifford Bridge. And one of the persons I met on Lifford Bridge was a young man who's just come out of Galway University with a degree in Irish. He sent me an email yesterday, and he's a strong and has proficiencies in the Irish language. But he came to Lifford Bridge this evening, and he wants me to keep doing what I'm doing. He knows that there are critics, and he understands that, but he wants to keep that going because he has a love for the Irish, and that gave me a sense of hope this evening to see somebody, a young man, went to college, studied Irish, can speak Irish, and that's the type of thing that's going to keep me going.
I've heard a few people say that knowing that you weren't confident in conversational Irish, knowing that you weren't fluent, you shouldn't accept the job.
Well, look, I talked that through with the Taoiseach. Taoiseach asked me out, how was my Irish? I said, look, it's not great. I would have to work on it. So we talked about it, and look, at the end of the day, it was him suggested Glencolmkillen. I've got my own language support system in Nadunav, you know, and that's there, and that's already going on, but the teacher suggested Glencolmkillen, and we talked it through, and we said, yeah, let's see what we can do here to try to immerse myself in the Irish language, and that's what I intend doing, and I'm going to keep that going.